Log Talk Radio.
Okay. Now this here is what we call a flower. And y'all ladies, y'all go back and move. Fellas, you start to watch. It's like Christmas for us. So fellas, watch it if you won't get there, go ahead. But I'm gonna act a fool. And my legs are hurt.
That's been aired on Internet Talk Radio. We've been aired on WBSW with the voice of the Smith Way production. So we're so glad to have a chance to come before you. In essence, we're going to offer some thoughts, some ideals about HBCUs, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we are the voice. And we're your vision as well. So we're so glad to come before you tonight on this Wednesday night. It's every other Wednesday we get a chance to talk. The call-in number for the show tonight is 347-857-4192. Make sure you press 1 and I can get you on the line so you can chat with myself and the many other hosts that join us as time moves on. If you want to check us out on the web link, you can go to the web at www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio, and you're very interested in joining us on Instagram, you can. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville. Members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, the chapter in Greenville, Alabama, is their own internet, their own way to get things out through Instagram. So check them out now. That's what it's all about. Also on Facebook, that's facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. Then if you want to just check us out and check out some of the co-hosts on the Twitter site, just make sure you share some of those awesome places you can check them out at. You can check them out at the Smith Way Production, which is the radio station part of our production crew, as well as WBSW_internet_talk_radio @TremaineEdwards7 at Coach_L_Smith, at Elliot Darrell with the number one, then at Talking Sports Plus with the number one. We're being broadcast in 18 countries. So glad to have an opportunity to do that. We're very excited about being broadcast pretty much about 85% in the United States. And also, the other percentage is basically all over the country, but particularly in Canada as well as in Mexico. So we're on the northern borders and the southern borders. So we're so glad to have an opportunity to kind of share this opportunity with you and allow you to have your voice. We have several people joining us on Instagram. We want to give them a shout out as well as they slowly come in. We just have joining us recently is Aurora Sigma 1914, my frat brothers. Thank you so much for joining us, as well as making sure I give a shout out at CM Moore 2020 and Angela.co. We have several people also join us on the bulk of all the networks, but the thing about it, some of them not showing their names, and it's good to be here. So we expect a very exciting night talking about the sports topic, and we're so glad to have an opportunity to come before you and be able to talk about what's going on in sports, especially in the historical black colleges and high schools, because COVID-19, as well as the vaccine, is becoming prevalent among the adults in America who choose to take it. Also, we can see how COVID-19 is creating a challenge for spring football 2020, especially in the historical black colleges and universities. So we have some awesome things that we want to talk about tonight and want you to be a part of. Again, let me give you the call-in number, which is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and once you press that 1, I will make sure I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll make sure I get you on the line and you can chat with myself as well as the many co-hosts that join us from time to time. Let me give a shout out to those gentlemen as they slowly come in, but I just want to take this time doing my part I call house cleaning, that I give each one of them a shout out so when they come on, we can have an awesome show. We have a mixture of awesome. We have millennium, from a millennium up to personal wisdom, just being blessed, middle. We have it all. We're so glad to have these individuals being a part of this. Joining me as co-host, a millennium, and she's a lady. She's one of the ladies of the hour. Hails from Central Alabama. She's working hard in the school system in Central Alabama as a coach, as well as an educator. I'm proud of her because she's my daughter, none other than Coach Lauren D. Smith, taken into the second generation of coaching among the Smith. Also, we have another young lady. So proud to have her. She's an author. Come on now. She's a life coach. She's the owner of the River Region Generals, which is a pro team, semi-pro team in some aspects. Had an awesome weekend about 2 weekends ago. It might be the last weekend. They was playing in various places, competing. I know they was in the running for winning that division dealing with the semi-pro. None other than Coach Sarita Duncan. This young man hails from North Alabama. So glad to have him as a part of him. He served as a head basketball coach for both boys and girls in the middle school, assistant football coach in that same middle school, which was Chapman Middle School. He was fortunate for coaching and winning 6 girls junior high championship, 5 boys junior high championship, and 2 middle school football championship. So giving a shout out to Coach Tremaine Edwards, and also he decided to take his talent over to one county over, to Madison County. He's at Madison Middle School. Fortunate enough, excited, but he wanted to win, but he had a chance to take his team this year football as well as competitive basketball to the championship game in football in the middle school division of Madison County and also in basketball. So we give a shout out to none other than our young, excited coach we call King. We call him Coach King Edwards. Also, this young man is from South Central Alabama. He hails from an area that's just south of Montgomery, a little southeast. He retired from the Alabama High School Athletic Association, where he had an opportunity to work for 8 to 9 years with our individuals and athletics, from administrators in schools all the way down to coaches and players. None other than we call him Touchdown Tony. So his coach, Touchdown Tony Stallworth. Also, we have a young man that hails from South Central Alabama. He works to make a difference in leading our young people when they're on the courts, on the field, or on the diamond. He's an official with the Alabama High School Athletic Association, and so proud to have him as a part of this awesome venture, none other than Coach Marvin Smith. And our always will be a coach, emeritus coach. He works with us from time to time. He's one of the bright stars on the Big KD, 94.1, one of their stations. He's the conductor of the E-Train. He's also a young man that known as a Don King of drag racing and the Don King of all things, none other than our radio personality. So happy to have him when he joined us from time to time, Darryl E-Train Elliott. Give a shout out, as I said, to those individuals joining us on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I want to definitely give a shout out to these men who work hard down in Greenville and all over South Central Alabama, from Greenville to New Bern, down to Evergreen, from Evergreen to Monroe, over to the south part of Wilcox County. All of my brothers in the chapter, I want to give them a shout out, but particularly these individuals are joining me on the scene. We have Touchdown Tony Stallworth, we call him Bip. He's our vice president, none other than my frat brother, and the other two I will call as well, Touchdown Tony Stallworth. Also included, and we want to give him a shout out, Brother Marvin Smith, and none other, last but not least, each of these frat brothers, I like to make sure I shout them out, particularly since we broadcasting on the network with the chapter. None other than the E-Train, the conductor, Darryl E-Train Elliott. So we give a shout out to all those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, but you know I can't be, I'll be remiss and not give myself a shout out. Happily been in Phi Beta Sigma for a long time, soon to be 38 years old, May 22nd, when he crossed the burning sand, and I serve as president of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. So all of my brothers that's listening and it's a part of it, thank you so much for supporting something we're doing as a chapter, something we're making available for you. So we're so glad to have you as a part of it. Shout out to Latay Pickett. She's the founder and I would call her the CEO of Inspired to Inspire, working to change the lives of many individuals. So she's doing some awesome things to her ministry. Through the holidays, she was able to feed a family with partnership with Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, also able to provide gifts and toys and clothes for this family who's in need going through COVID-19, going through the challenges of what we had to go through, the pandemic. We give a shout out. You can go to our Facebook page, make a request, and then you can support Inspire to Inspire. I'm excited you can do that because God blessing her to make a difference in our communities. Also, I want to give a shout out to her because last week was a special day on Wednesday for her and seven others that journey from the Muscle Shoals Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We want to give a shout out to Latay Pickett. Congratulations. Now, you can continue to do your work. We're proud of you. Again, I tell you all the time, you inspire, mean to inspire others. Thank you so much. All right, let's get started with our topic tonight. It's so good to have an opportunity to come before you. I see on here, we have, this is Tony Rob, a ton Rob 47. And you got to realize, brother, it's kind of small, and I'll be trying to work through it with these eyes to make sure I see it with a light bright on me, so I'm trying to see it. It is awesome to have you as well, Ton Rob 47. Thank you so much, brother, for joining us. And I'll make sure I'm saying I'm not a brother, but thank you so much for individuals that's joining us on Instagram as well. Let's get started with our topics. COVID-19, our title is COVID-19 Vaccine and Spring Football 2020. It has truly, truly been a challenge from the time in March the 11th of 2020 when this country was completely shut down and all the phases were kind of taken away because we was trying to deal with this virus, to the point that we're still trying to deal with this virus. So as many of the experts have said, it's not going anywhere. So we have to begin to arm ourselves to make sure we can cope with it and make sure we can get back to some sense of normalcy. That's what it's all about. We need to get back to some sense of normalcy. So I want you to pay close attention to what we're trying to do. We're trying to talk about how COVID-19 is still creating challenges for spring football. The teams are playing football now, chose to not play in the fall when COVID-19 or coronavirus was at its highest level of infection, to wait to now. There's also the vaccine. I tell everybody that's a private matter. If you choose to, whatever you choose, that you do it because you think was best for you. I recommend nothing in regards to that. I just want you to make the right decision so it can help you and those individuals around you. That's a choice that you all have to make. So we want to talk about how COVID-19 have affected the week five of the SWAC, because we're going to focus on the historical black colleges and universities spotlight. We always spotlight the SWAC and the MEAC. For the individuals not sure, the acronym for the SWAC, that's the Southwest Athletic Conference and the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. They are the FCS schools, the highest level of the historical black colleges and universities conferences. They carry the torch, and they're trying to play football. Even though the MEAC have decided in January to opt out, however, a couple teams are playing. You have South Carolina State University chose to take their flight and take their run during the spring to get some experience. You also have Delaware State joining an opportunity to get that time in, get that film time in, get that high level play, which you can't get in a spring practice. You can't get in practice at during the day or during the time. You can get it in game so you can see where you need to correct. Also, I want you to keep it in mind before we start talking about week five, that all of these athletes in 2020 and 2021 has a free eligibility list year. So those individuals that plan now can come back intact in the fall of 2021, regardless if they're graduating, whether from a four-year program, a five-year program, to a postgraduate program, they still can come back for one free additional year. So what is going on in the SWAC, in the MEAC, where the teams are choosing not to play? Then they will be at some sense of advantage because they will have those players not only for this year but for next year as well. So week five was a challenge because one of the biggest things, not so much as COVID-19, was that one of the biggest things that happened was the inclement weather. We had a couple teams and games that had to be postponed because of lightning. Particularly, there was a game over there in Arkansas between Alabama State University and Arkansas Pine Bluff, who decided to move the game from 7 up to 4 and started to play, even had scores, because the score when they sent them to the dressing room, the official did, was 10-3. Alabama State was leading, but they sit around for about two more hours trying to get the weather and the lightning to get right and try to come back out and play, but it started back up. So that game, they had to postpone, and they will not replay it. In the beginning, week one, we had only one game in the SWAC to be played. That was the game in Montgomery between Alabama State University and Southern University, because the other three games was canceled because of one of the schools had contact tracing or simply had players tested positive. We're talking about COVID-19 and the effect it's on what's going on. Now, the reason we didn't say anything about the vaccine, because you know how the vaccine worked. The vaccine worked based on age, essential workers. They moved down to teachers following that category and eventually moved to from 75 to 65, taking down to 55, and then eventually. So that does not cover a high school player. That does not cover a college player. So those teams are now being running through their gamut of three or four teams being infected. Then we get in week three. We have Prairie View, who was 2-0, looking real well, had to postpone their game with Alabama A&M University. And the following week, which is Jackson State University, due to an outbreak or infection of COVID-19. So you ask the question, COVID-19, vaccine, and spring football. We're seeing how spring football is being challenged. We ask that everybody, if you're able to see a game, play a game, which more games are being broadcast due to the MEAC or due to other conferences stepping out, and the SWAC being one of the conferences still able to play. So you can see the games on television. Now, if you want to go over and put your meat in the seat, make sure you go over to these campuses that allow you to come in whatever capacity you have, wear your mask. Stay 6 feet away, because it's important that we continue to do this. Whether you have a vaccine or not, you need to make sure you follow the other protocols. And like some of us are fortunate, because if you fall in the essential category or you fall into the to the point where it said educators, it have been moved up to that category, or you in the 55 range, then you're able to get your shot, at least one shot. It said it's right at about 1 million, I might be kind of wrong with that number, who have had both shots. both doses of it. That's good. It might be more than that. It might be 30 million. However it is, I know it's something like it's that number has at least one shot, and half of them have completed it. So the direction is being moved toward those individuals getting a shot by choice. It's been said by the administration, the president, that by a certain point, May 1st, so we have enough doses for every adult to have one shot, if that's what they choose to do. So it's a choice, but it is challenging our spring football. As many games as they can get in, we'll applaud them because they are checked four and five, six times a week to make sure they're not infected. So they won't infect another team, but also as well, if the team has to be quarantined, the team has to be quarantined. This is the effect of COVID-19 when you're talking about SWAC Spring Football 2021. The call-in number so you can be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Now, identify with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to make sure, truly make sure you give your location, then offer it your expertise, your thoughts. Tell us about your neighborhood. Tell us what's going on at, if you know of a part of a historical black college and university, share your thoughts with us. We want to really know what's going on in your neck of the woods, that neck of the woods. We're so glad to have an opportunity to do that. Also, if you want to type out some comments on Instagram, you have an opportunity. On Facebook, you have an opportunity. I like to see those comments so I can do my best to try to read them all. I like to see more people join. Come on, be a part of it. Now, this is a vessel to get the word out. And we want it to be out, the word to be out. All right, let's look at our next topic. And before I do that, the Blue Review, I'm gonna give you a definite wave, and I'll give you a sign up and say, be good, take care of yourself. You're a part of the Blue and White family. Thank you so much, Blue Review. We want to look at the effects of COVID-19 vaccine on the future of the SWAC. Or the future on the SWAC or MEAC athletics. I truly want to get your point of view, and that's why I want to make sure you can call in based on the call-in number or type in your comment. What effect will the vaccine? You got to keep in mind that there's an ultimate goal by the end of this month of May, and not June, that every adult have an opportunity to stop. I'm trying to wait, but I have an opportunity to receive at least one dose. What effect do you think that will have on the future of the SWAC athletics? What effect do you think? I truly feel that when the vaccine is available, it will allow some sense of normalcy, but it will not go back. People can challenge me all you want to. You can get upset with me. It will not go back how it was in 2019. Those days are behind us, people. We have a new norm that we have to adjust to once we begin to get some clarity and begin to get some understanding. So our athletics going to be really challenged. They're going to be challenged to make sure you still the same thing you have to do. Even if you got the vaccine, and there may be somebody that don't have the vaccine, if you get one infected player, they say, well, you don't have to worry about going home or sitting out. But that is something really, really the NCAA, the university, the state health department will make decisions whether or not you cannot perform or not. So the vaccine will be available, but are we guaranteed everybody on that team will take the vaccine? Are you guaranteed? We got to get the right information. We're beginning to get information that seems comfortable to everybody else. But ask for the right information. All of my friends and people that know me It's not about mistrust. It's all about trusting the person standing up there talking, trying to tell me, what are your hidden motives? What are you sharing with me? Are you just saying this because you think this will benefit what you're trying to do? Are we trying to benefit all America? Are we talking responsible? That's the key thing. Are we talking about being responsible? Are we talking about everybody, even you standing there talking to me, are you responsible? Are you able to answer the questions that individual may have in regards to the vaccine? Not telling everybody, well, take the vaccine when there are questions about the vaccine. And don't try to, you know, sometimes we have to break it down so people can understand it and feel comfortable. And it's no longer the time where you just read things to people or say things and they don't challenge you. And we're in this time, so we got a tough role to hold in front of. It's not going to be easy. We have to work hard to make sure we get clarity on what the change is going to come about. And then we have to follow. You know, coming up in this particular state on April the 9th, it will be no longer a mandatory mask. Some people in other states, well, we ain't never had a mandatory. We did all right. Well, yes, you did. But just one size don't fit all. And we have to make sure how our team is going to be affected in the SWAC. What in the MEAC? How athletic? How is it going to look in a year from now? Are we going to have people still feeling the need that it's going to opt out? I know people said, no, we got a vaccine, but the mindset allows in our country people to make decisions that fits them. And you may have some teams. You had professional athletes to opt out last year on several teams. No one thought, and they're making a lot of money. You see, it's a choice you have. It's a private decision you have to make, and it's a choice you have to make. So the vaccine can bring a sense of comfort for us, but still, how would it affect our athletics in our historical black colleges and universities? Are we really, really thinking we're going to turn to complete normalcy this fall? Matter of fact, I know one particular university posted that they're going to have 100% capacity. That's their plan. But I know I've heard several other universities that I know I'm close to say they may have 50% capacity in the stadium, if not 75% capacity. And you still got to practice the protocols. I know we feel uncomfortable, but it's here. It's not going anywhere. What we have to do is we have to continue to challenge what we're dealing with, and the SWAC will have to do the same thing, even with the vaccine. So we want to keep that in mind. The next thing we want to share thoughts about is the impact of Coach Deion Primetime Sanders on the SWAC today. You know, there's a couple things, and also the future. There's a couple things I like to just kind of focus on with the addition of Primetime, Coach Primetime coming to the SWAC. This is probably the greatest opportunity in the SWAC that we're able to get the attention. We're giving the broadcast. We're moving up from ESPN3 delayed to ESPN2 live to ESPN. Live broadcast. Yes, it's in the spring, but that's something that people like Glamour, Splash, and we got to understand that Splash. Matter of fact, I was reading the other day that something to do with a deal in a truck. I think one of the dealerships gave him a truck. He's using that truck to kind of inspire his players to go out and play at a high level. Just because you're at the historical black college and university, you can play at this high level. You have the same incentive to move forward. We've had just as many individuals in the NFL from historical black colleges and a lot of your PWIs. And we always do a black history moment, and we didn't forget it, but I wanted to lead up to it when we're talking about those players thinking about expanding their playing career to possibly after college. And we always reach back someone in what we call black history moments, and we want to talk about it. Particularly, I tell everybody with my fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, that I always like to try to pull someone, and it ain't easy to pull them. You know why? Because I have so many to choose. And today, we're going to talk about and just share a black history moment with this young man. This young man led the NFL in receiving. He, a graduate of Mississippi Valley State University. He was initiated into Delta Pi chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. He played at the 49ers and three other teams. He's in the Pro Hall of Fame. In the class of 2010, he's in the College Football Hall of Fame. 12-time All-Pro selection. 13-time Pro Bowl selection. 3-time Super Bowl champion. 23, 24, and 29. And Super Bowl 23 as the MVP, have numerous of other awards, all-time leader in every major statistical category for wide receivers. He's a 2005 Dancing with the Stars runner-up. Proud to give a shout-out and share with you my fraternity brother, none other than Brother Jerry Rice from Mississippi Valley State University, Delta Pi chapter. So again, we're giving a shout out to another Sigma making impact in all areas. We didn't talk about politics, we didn't talk about entertainment, we didn't talk about law, scientists, and so on. Now we're focusing on sports. So Jerry Rice, Brother Jerry Rice, who came through Delta Pi chapter at Mississippi Valley State University. All right, let's talk a little bit more about the future with primetime. If primetime continue to stay in this conference, what is it going to do to make everybody up their game? First of all, if you're trying to hire a coach, you have to hire a splash coach. The coach is going to improve the image. They said a lot of times, just hiring the coach is not just hiring one to be there. Sometimes they can be alumnus of the university. Sometimes you just have to step out. But because of what they're doing at Jackson State, going to force the other historical black colleges to do the same. Not so much as hire prime time, but make sure they hire someone that's going to be a splash coach. And when we say, what do you might ask, what's a splash coach? You actually have to have a coach who are in today era, winning in today era, know how to recruit in today's era, knows how to coach in today's era. What you did 20 years ago do not apply to a lot of our young men. Traditionally, what we call fundamentals do, but how you coach is totally different now with these young men. I spent over 35-plus years coaching all sports. My particular sport that I felt like I was especially was football. I served as from assistant to the major coordinator position to head football coach on junior high, middle school, high school, and also had an opportunity to work on a college staff as well. So I looked at the game and saw the game for many years and see how the game is changing. So to have a splash high, you just can't hire anybody else. The SWAC, the MEAC, the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, which is Division II, and the SIAC, the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, will be looking for that coach who's going to bring that excitement back to the university, change the culture, something that is happening at Jackson State University. So that's how the hiring of primetime and primetime coaching at Jackson State will change the look of the SWAC today and the future. It's going to be different. You're going to have to work extremely hard. And also, what it also do is when you go for splash highs, you got to have the money to pay splash highs. So these are some of the things that's going to change. Your money going to get even better, and they'll be looking for those candidates. Just because you coach on the staff somewhere, you may not be the one selected because they may look for somebody who's better head coach, who's successful as a head coach because of the new look in the SWAC now. And it will feel, they'll feel it in the NEAC, SIAC, as well as the CIAA. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can chat with me. You know, kind of still waiting. Sometimes it takes a while. There, one of them pop in, and we're going to go with the show anyway. I'm going to give a shout-out to a couple of individuals. Just join us, C. Renee, Antonia, Derek Robinson, 781, Carter, 21678. Thank you for joining us. Oh, Instagram, it's good to have you. All right, let's move forth and talk about a little bit about the MEAC. For the individuals not sure what teams make up the MEAC, now the MEAC has changed. It's the other major historical black college and university conference besides the SWAC. The MEAC has changed because they have lost at least 4 members over the last 2 years to other conferences. They will be hit pretty hard coming up this fall. Two of the most dominant teams that in the history of black college football, particularly coming out of the state of Florida, which become a lot more convenient to those teams because now they don't have to travel as far as Maryland to play a game. Those two teams that will be leaving the MEAC that's going to put them in a situation where they're going to have to get some other teams are Florida A&M University coming out of Tallahassee, who will be joining the SWAC. They chose not to even participate. They opt out of this spring football with the MEAC so they can be ready to play in the fall. They'll be part of the schedule. So make sure if you have some kind of connection and a way to get to the SWAC games, make sure you check them out because the addition of Florida A&M University, as well as the other major school in the state of Florida, which is Bethune-Cookman College, but we'll say Bethune-Cookman University, they'll be also joining the SWAC. So you have two major powers that's going to be coming in, which will give two more teams to the SWAC, which will give them 12 teams, and 6 will make up the Eastern Division. And within that Eastern Division, you will get an opportunity to see FAMU and Bethune-Cookman. The addition to the East Division and the other team that will be in there competing is Alabama A&M University, Alabama State University, Jackson State, Bryantown University, Mississippi Valley State University will be making up that powerful, dominant by whoever comes out of Eastern Division of the SWAC. And on the west side, we'll have Alcorn, who opted out from playing because of COVID-19 during this spring. They'll be playing in the Western Division. The teams that make up the Western Division besides Alcorn, you have Prairie View A&M University. You have Texas Southern University. You have Southern University. You have Grambling University. Then you have Arkansas Pine Bluff. So the SWAC added 2 powerful hitters. So the SWAC will be now have become the most dominant conference because they truly have the most teams, and they also have some teams that have been in that Black College National Championship been crowned Black College National Champ. So we look forward to having an awesome fall with those teams. We pray and we're praying, and many games will be played in this in the spring. Hopefully by the first, if not mistaken, the first Saturday, which is May 1st, they will be able to play the wireless, the Cricket Wireless SWAC Championship between the team that are playing now, the Eastern Division champion. At this point, I think it's sort of like a three-way tie, but really I say a two-way tie because Jackson State was one of those schools that was undefeated, but they only was hadn't played with about one or two games. And you had Alabama State, who had lost a game, but Alabama State beat Jackson. However, Alabama A&M, because of the pandemic, hadn't had a chance to play. Not had a chance to play a SWAC game. They got a forfeit from Alcorn, but they hadn't had a chance to play now. So now they hopefully they'll get a chance to play because they were scheduled to play 2 weeks ago, but couldn't play 2 weeks ago because of Prairie View and COVID-19. And then the next week, there was another problem. So COVID-19 is causing havoc in the SWAC during the spring. We can just hold on, keep on praying that we're able to move forward and be successful with whatever we can get out of this. So that's what we're looking at. And the part we wanted to talk about is that the MEAC losing those teams, not only them, they're also possibility they may lose South Carolina State as well. If you know the distance from South Carolina State to probably when you look at Huntsville and Birmingham and Montgomery, and traveling even with those games, it suffice and save a lot of money that they might be heading to the SWAC as well. So these are the kind of things you're going to see dealing with the MEAC. They're down to 7 teams, I believe it, and it might be 6 teams. I think that's what you need to have, 6, so you can be competitive on that FCS level where you can participate in the playoff. So we look forward to things getting better. Some prediction in regards to who will represent the Eastern and the Western Conference. I truly wanted to make sure that our team would offer some prediction, but you can as well. Who do you think going to win the SWAC this spring? Who's going to win the Eastern Division? Until we see everybody play enough games, right now it is sort of like a toss-up between Jackson State, Alabama State, and Alabama A&M. And on the West, Prairie View was really looking real good till they had their COVID-19 challenges, so we don't know how they're going to come back. They've been off for the last 3 weeks. 4 weeks, I believe. Grambling and Southern Grambling is having a challenge this year in this spring. I think it was 0-2. Southern was in there just hanging in there 1-1. So these are the kind of things you're going to say, how do we predict? I will predict right now, but you're asking me that it's a good chance it either be Arkansas, Pine Bluff, or Prairie View from the West. And I just gave the 3 teams from the East. They need to play one more game, one more SWAC game. And coming this Saturday, particularly one of those schools will not be playing a SWAC game because it was a scheduled game with Alcorn. And since Alcorn forfeit, they got a forfeit. But the bottom line is they're going to play South Carolina State. That's Alabama State University. So A&M will get a chance to play a SWAC team. Jackson State will get a chance to play a SWAC team. So you'll kind of see how this thing will work out. Because after this Saturday, you will only have 2 more Saturdays. So it's 2 more games after that. And they're not making up any games. So the game that was with Arkansas Pine Bluff that Alabama State University participate is not on the schedule to be made up. Now, it could be possibly done on the 24th. of April. So keep an eye, because the championship is not to May 1st. So we'll kind of see how that breaks, and maybe in the scheduling and the SWAC did, they left that particular date for particular, if it's a tie, it needs to be a team to play, two teams that needs to play, we'll go with it, because it's not a game scheduled on the 24th. On the 17th, it's a big day because you have two major bowls or major games going on. We can call them classic. You have the Magic City Classic up in Birmingham, Alabama. And you have Alabama State University taking on Alabama A&M. Also in the Superdome, your Mercedes Stadium down in New Orleans, you will have Grambling taking on Southern in the Bayou Classic. So you have two major classes on 17, and you're literally talking about we're already on a track to get to this weekend, which is the third, which is Easter weekend. We're going to say happy Easter to you, so we won't forget it before we get off the show. And you can take advantage of an awesome time to spend with your family. If you can't do it face-to-face, do it virtual. But I know people have been just in denial in regard to this happening anyway, and we had some things that we have to work through. So let's choose to be responsible, because the numbers are beginning to rise again dealing with COVID-19. And the variant out of New York, out of the UK, is more deadly than COVID-19. So we got to be able to stop the infection by practicing the protocol. We got to be realistic. Some people just want to do what they thought was comfortable, and the infection numbers stayed up high, especially during the holiday season in the cold. Yet we're in a time really not holiday season. I think to see what's going to happen, and hopefully as to thinking that we can have some control of it, is not, you got a year and everybody can start controlling their mind and put a state of mind that we have to stop, we can't do some of the things even. Now we're not ready to be back at normalcy. This is just my opinion, and you can have a different one. Because by Memorial Day, you have an opportunity to see and the results after Memorial Day. Because truly, let's be honest and real, we have 348 million people in this country. If we have vaccinated 30 million, we're a long way from getting to population immunity. It's supposed to be every adult should have at least shot, one shot, as being said from the administration. That don't mean it's truly things gonna happen, because every adult might not choose to take it. And people can say what you want, that everybody's choice now. Let's keep that in mind, it's a private matter. All right, let's move quickly to discussing the University of Alabama basketball team and their performance. We'll applaud Coach Nate Oates and many of those young players up there. Had an awesome year. They had a great run and made it to the Sweet 16, but it ended on Sunday night, and the team that beat them, UCLA, was fortunate enough to beat Michigan last night. So they're moving on to the Final Four. The other three representatives is Gonzaga, that was the number one seed in the NCAA tournament this year. You have Baylor, who sets at the second number one seed. Then you have Houston, who was a second seed. So you have a number one seed, the number one overall seed. Then you have a number one seed in Baylor, and Gonzaga is number one overall. Then you have a number two seed in Houston, and a number 11 seed in UCLA. And this weekend, Saturday, they will lock horns to decide who's going to win. The prediction is that Gonzaga will win the whole thing in the championship game. The talking heads and pundits says that Baylor and Gonzaga will be there. You know, I had them pick, had Gonzaga pick in my March Madness, had Baylor pick in my March Madness. So two of them that was on there, because I also had Alabama and I had Illinois. So those were my four picks for, and two of them still alive. So we'll see in the results. And in the final, I did have Gonzaga winning the NCAA tournament. So that's my pick. Tell me what your pick. Type it in and let me know. Call in number if you want to share some thoughts with us. Is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you online so you can share your thoughts, share your picks with us, and we can kind of move forward. Next thing I want to talk about is the use of the bubble. From your observation, how have you seen the bubble? Has it been a good thing with basketball? For the people who are not sure about what I'm talking about, the bubble, you know about what happened with the NBA. But the NCAA used a bubble where all 6-8 teams went up to the state of Indiana, Indianapolis, where the championship game will be played, and spreading them all out of the city. It was locked in a bubble. You know, first round, if you lost, you was going home. Second round, now to be only four teams are left in the bubble. So has it been successful? We had COVID-19 did affect one game. That was one game in the first round, or maybe, yes, first or second round that they didn't get a chance to play because players tested positive on that team. So that's, I'll say all in all, that's good. You only have one situation. So the bubble was a success. Will we see this in the future? Ask yourself that. Next, will it be in New Orleans next time? Will it be in Atlanta next time? Will it be out in L.A.? Or where would it be, where the bubble be? We know why in the Alps, because that's the home of the NCAA. So they wanted to keep it right there, so close to their offices. And develop the best health care units. And it's a great opportunity, so I think it was an awesome idea. And that's where we're moving to a lot of things. So everybody have to be prepared for a new normalcy coming up in the fall and still in 2022 and beyond. Much as you want to get back to not doing some things, not wearing a mask, it's fine. That's your choice if it's not mandated. But our president have said, President Biden said he won't everybody to hold up on removing mandate, because we are not over yet. We're not clear yet. Even the director of the CDC came on and said that we're looking at a very serious challenge in the next month. I know you said, well, that's what they say. You know what? We have to kind of believe what's being said. If you can trust a person, as I said from the beginning, standing up there telling you. You make your choice, because you have to deal with whatever results or consequences that occur. So I do think that bubble was a successful idea for the NCAA. Want to know what you thought about it? You share your thoughts. We're down to probably about 2 minutes now. So what we're going to do is move to closing. We have truly been blessed. We thank each and every one of y'all for joining us. We have an awesome show planned at 1 o'clock tomorrow on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And it's truly a show that I want people, if you can join us on Instagram, Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio, which is our radio station, WDSW. Again, we're very proud to be one of, at this point, leading in doing talk radio through a radio station on internet. We're glad. God has blessed us. That's a vision from 2017 God placed within me. And he blessed us to be able to do it. So to have these different networks, have this opportunity to broadcast to you, have a opportunity to get your voice out, get your vision out through WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And we're so glad, because we're the voice of more, not only the historical black colleges and universities, we're the voice of relationships, love talk, talking about just playing on life issues, just talking about just daily activities, talking about neighborhood issues that's from block to block. We're the voice of the Smith Wave production. We're so glad to have you with us. But our show is at 1 o'clock tomorrow. We're going to focus on a title that may be dear to some. Grown men versus grown males. In other words, a grown man and a grown male. Who do you want? You want to find out. You want to check us out. 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time tomorrow on all of our networks, on our radio station. You can check us out. I'll host that show. We're going to share some awesome ideas with you. Then at 6 o'clock on tomorrow night, we have our Love Cafe. That cafe that soothes your appetite. That cafe that have a menu of lust. We talk about the starter and the appetizer. We talk about the entree, which is the attraction. We take time to talk about that dessert. And we know pretty much in many eyes that dessert is something that gets to you and gets you going. That dessert is something that allows you to truly, truly get attached to whoever or whatever. And then we have that beverage. Allows you to wash it down. And whatever situation you encounter, it allows you adaptability. That's what the Love Cafe is all about. The L is for listening, the O is for overcoming, the V is for value, and the E is for empowerment. So check us out tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We're going to offer you some awesome things about love, dealing with forgiveness, and reconciliation. Will you reconcile with that person that hurt you? Check us out tomorrow night. It's been awesome coming for you tonight on WBSW, on Internet, Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenville, Instagram, Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith, Facebook. It's just a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. Give a shout out to those individuals because our hashtag is responsible. That's why we talk about responsibility. We want you to be responsible. Hashtag One Life Matter. Think about the next person whose life you might put in jeopardy by going out doing the thing in large gatherings and crowd the people who are not in the same household, not wearing a mask, not washing your hands, not 6 feet, staying 6 feet apart. Think about the results of the consequences. Hashtag keep on grinding, as well as making sure we have that hashtag of communicate for understanding. I want you to give somebody a hug. If you can't give them a hug, make sure you send them a virtual one. I want you to tell them you love them. If you can't speak directly to them, do as I do on this network. I tell you, I love you. Tell them you love them. Share something with them, because we got to continue to put ourselves in a better position. Put ourselves in a point where we can take care of each other. And I ask you to make sure you do that. And as I always close, I'm going to give a shout out to those individuals again. We got Latay Pickett, Inspired to Inspire. Thank you so much. Taseema Sunshine Jackson, thank you so much. Carter 21678. Derek Robinson 781. C. Renee Antonia, thank you so much. Member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Make sure to give her a shout out. Also, the Blue Review. That's the Blue and White family. Thank you so much. As well as Tone Rob 47. Thank you so much. Aurora Sigma 1914. My brother's a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. I can say, yeah, I mean, hopefully you might be in Colorado, you might be in Ohio. We give a shout out to you regardless, my brother. You can type it in and let me know. You got CM Moore 2020. Thank you so much. Angela.Cole. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure with being here tonight. And as I get ready to close out, I'm going to say this because it's truly coming from my heart now. With these L's up, I love you. And it comes from my heart. And I want you to keep that in mind. My heart is big enough to show you love. And I always say when I close it out, check us out on tomorrow at 1 o'clock with Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And at 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe. I love you, and there's a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening.
Love my music, any chapter you can take up, I can easily say.